Activity 3. Is chlorophyll necessary for photosynthesis? Pluck a leaf from a coleus plant, which has been kept in the sunlight for a few hours. Draw an accurate drawing of the leaf showing the green and colored patches. Now bleach the leaf as you did in the previous experiment. Test the leaf with iodine. What changes do you see? Only those parts of the leaf change in color which are green. It shows that the presence of chlorophyll is necessary for photosynthesis. Now children, there are some non-green plants. Mushrooms and moles are non-green plants. They do not have chlorophyll. They cannot make their own food. They get their food from the dead and decaying plants. Some plants like cactus do not have leaves. The food is made in their soft green stems. There are some colored plants which have hidden green color. For example, the croton plant has leaves which appear dark red. The dark red colored substance hides the green color of the chlorophyll. Thus, the food is prepared in the leaves of such plants by the usual process of photosynthesis. Now, energy flowing in living things. The sun's energy along with water and carbon dioxide is used by plants to make food. The food is used by human beings and animals. In this way, they get energy to work and grow. In return, humans and animals give out carbon dioxide, which is taken by the plants. This is how the sun's energy flows in living things. Balance in nature. A balance between the number of plants and animals is very important. If there is an increase in the number of animals, then plants may not be able to supply enough food and oxygen to all the animals. On the other hand, if there is an increase in the number of plants, the carbon dioxide supplied by animals may not be enough for plants. Thus, to maintain the balance in nature, we have to protect both plants and animal life. Wild animals are given special protection in forest reserves and sanctuaries under the wildlife protection programs. Programs like the Van Mahotsava promote the planting of trees and make people aware of harm caused by cutting them down randomly. Thus, if we want life on earth to go on, then a balance in nature has to be maintained. This concludes our science lesson.